Welcome back, guys. If you're new, welcome to My Misadventures. If you're returning, thank you for returning. But this week, I am going to talk about how I try not to get into a funk during this time, because my life has practically gone on hold because of this, because my job is non-essential, which I know it's not. Who needs a craft store during quarantine? If you're a crafter, you either have all the stuff stashed away because it's your business, or you have enough to keep you entertained, or you know where to get your stuff from more than one place. That's how it is. But anyway, I have gone from basically working 25 plus hours a week to sitting at home. I do live on a horse farm, so it's not like I'm unable to do things. I do go out and clean my horse pen and take care of my horse. I do trail rides once a day to exercise a horse. Unfortunately, it's not mine yet because mine is almost 2 years old. He's not broke and he won't be ready to be ridden until probably next summer. That's just the reality of that. So I do take a horse out every morning on a trail ride. It is completely safe. Don't worry. I'm not abusing them. I'm not doing unnecessary stuff. And we'll just leave it at that. But other than that, all I do is sit at home and watch YouTube or Netflix. When the quarantine started and the governor of Maryland essentially closed all non-essential businesses and put the stay-at-home order in place and said only go out for the essentials and to exercise and et cetera, et cetera, I thought, good, I'll have time to make YouTube videos. And then my friend Sharon and I started talking about podcasts, and I had mentioned I've always wanted to make one. And she said, so did she. And so she found this app, which is Anchor.fm. Before I continue on with any stories, let's hear a word from our sponsor talking about them. So, because of being in quarantine, I've looked for things to put on my phone to keep me entertained and not get bored with the same things on my phone. I've downloaded TikTok, and I've not put any videos up. I do not plan on putting any videos up. Shout out to those two followers who followed me on TikTok. You're not getting anything. At least not in the immediate future, so sorry about that. Yeah, I really got it to watch some of the videos and be entertained. And yeah. So, let's see, TikTok. I've started, what else do I have on? I have on, oh yeah, so the audio editor program I'm using to edit these podcasts, there's also an app for it on my phone, so I can record on my phone and then upload these to the podcast, to my Anchor channel from my phone, so I don't always have to use my computer. So that's nice. And let's see, I have put on Ancestry on my phone, so I can do more of that. I have my blog channel on here. Let's see, for social media, yeah, the only thing I added new was the TikTok, because everyone needs some funny, uplifting videos to watch in a time like this. I have all of the podcast podcast apps on my phone. So if whatever reason Anchor goes down or whatever, I can listen to podcasts on Spotify and Google and Apple. Now, there are some podcasts I follow that aren't on Anchor, but on the other ones I just mentioned. So that's another reason to have it, so I can listen to those. But yeah, that's it. Okay, guys. So, it has not been easy staying out of a funk for the last 3 weeks. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I'm going into my 4th week of being at home. And I know in some places they've been on lockdown and stay at home a lot longer. But for me in Maryland, Tuesday will mark 4 weeks I've been at home. But anyway, that's a whole other side story that I don't want to get into today. I have had bouts of funks. I've been in real bad funks. Like yesterday, it wasn't really bad yesterday. It was just one of those, it was rainy and the weather wasn't so good. Being stuck inside, and I ended up going to sleep at like 6:30 last night. And sleeping for about 12 hours. And for me, that's one of two things. Either I'm really exhausted and I need it to sleep, or I'm in a funk and bored beyond belief. Yesterday, it was the later. Latter. It was the latter. Because I am just in the house, and if you know me, you know I crave the ability to go out and do stuff and explore and visit places within reason, if I'm able to. If not, then I have to figure things out to kind of keep myself entertained so I don't eat and gain a kajillion pounds. So, some tips I've... Or not tips. Some things I've done to keep myself out of a funk as much as possible is I check in with my friends and my family and I talk to people. Sharon and I, during all of this, have started talking a lot more. It's not that we've lost contact or we just weren't friends anymore. It's just we both lead very busy lives. We work opposite schedules. If you listen to her podcast, Out of the Water, you will know she works at Clearwater Marina. She works daytimes. I work at Michael's overnight, which means my waking hours are like 10:30 p.m. to about 1 p.m. the next day. And during that time, I'm either at Michael's or I'm down on the farm, or I'm running errands. And then I come home. I eat dinner about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I crawl back into bed. And I sleep until about 10:30 that night. And so, with our schedules being wonky, it's kind of hard to talk every day all the time. You know, I may send her a text message here, and a couple days later she may answer me back. That's cool. That's how most of my friendships are now. Because we're all adults. We all lead busy lives. You know, we're not here to just answer text messages all the time. We don't have that ability like some people do. Anyway, with all of this, we talk. I also watch a lot of Netflix now. I've been letting my husband pick a lot of the shows because that way we can both enjoy them. We just finished season one of Beast Wars, Transformers Beast Wars from the 90s. We've started the show Gargoyles, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and a bunch of other shows from the 90s. We also, during the week, during the day, we'll watch rerun TV, like, Are You Being Served, and Last of the Summer Wine, which are awesome shows. If we manage to stay up late enough, we watch Hogan, Hogan's Heroes, but we just call it Hogan because it's easier. I also go out for walks and get fresh air, because being cooped up in the house all day long, it's not good for anyone's mental health. Let's see, what else do I do? I am on social media. Talking about social media, if you want to give me a follow on Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter, the links are on my anchor.fm profile, except for YouTube because I can't get it to work. But if you go to YouTube and search for My Misadventures, all of my profiles are My Misadventures of some sort, and they should all be the same picture or something similar with me in it. So they're easy to find. You can look me up on YouTube and follow there. I have also started a Patreon. So if you go to Patreon and look up My Misadventures, you should find me. And if you want to support me that way, you can. You can also support me through my anchor.fm account.